This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly half of Gaza's healthcare facilities are not functioning, while the rest are operating way below their capacities, a Cairo-based WHO official said on Saturday.
Those that are functioning are working well below their capacity because of a lack of fuel, a lack of medicines, a lack of water and necessary medical supplies.
In Gaza City alone, there have been nearly 120 attacks on hospitals. Regional Emergency Director of the World Health Organization Eastern Mediterranean Region, Rick Brennan, said. Palestinian officials said a baby died and dozens more patients were at risk from an Israeli siege around Gaza's largest hospital on Saturday, while Israel said it had killed a Hamas militant who had stopped another hospital from being evacuated. Israel says doctors, patients, and thousands of evacuees who have taken refuge at hospitals in northern Gaza must leave so it can tackle Hamas gunmen, who it says have placed command centers under and around them. Hamas denies using hospitals in this way. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. More than 300,000 pro-Palestinian protesters marched through central London on Saturday, calling for a ceasefire now in the Gaza Strip in the largest rally to date. Protesters set off green and red flares, waved Palestinian flags, and demanded occupation no more, while a group of Jewish pro-Palestinian protesters held placards reading, "Not in our name." Ministers had called for the cancellation of the march, with Interior Minister Suella Braverman saying protesters were hate marchers. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and other Muslim countries called on Saturday for an immediate end to military operations in Gaza, rejecting Israel's justification of its actions against Palestinians as self-defense. The extraordinary joint Islamic Arab summit in Riyadh urged the International Criminal Court to investigate, quote, war crimes and crimes against humanity that Israel is committing in the Palestinian territories, according to the final communique. Global cases of tuberculosis continued to rise last year as disruption to health services caused by the COVID-19 pandemic set back efforts to fight the disease, according to the latest annual report from the World Health Organization. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Despite being treatable and curable, tuberculosis, or TB, remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, causing an estimated 1.3 million deaths in 2022, according to the latest World Health Organization figures. That's a reduction of around 19% on the previous year. But there was a small increase in the number of cases to an estimated 10.6 million. Some 40% of people living with TB are undiagnosed and untreated. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Pakistani activists say police are arresting Afghan women and children in southern Sindh province as part of a government crackdown on migrants. The policy mostly affects Afghans, who make up most foreigners living in Pakistan, although authorities maintain they are targeting all who are in the country illegally. Police are launching midnight raids on homes and detaining whole families, according to activists. Morocco has plans for billions of dollars for reconstruction. VOA's Alexis Strope explains.
After many natural disasters, people debate how to rebuild without changing their community for the worse. Morocco has pledged to rebuild from a September earthquake in line with its architectural heritage. The country plans to spend $11.7 billion on post-quake reconstruction over the next 5 years. And villagers and architects agree that earthquake-safe construction is a top priority. That's created a push for modern building materials. But the government says it wants to rebuild in line with Morocco's cultural and architectural heritage. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Police in Colombia have detained four people suspected in the kidnapping of the father of Liverpool footballer Luis Diaz, who was held hostage for nearly 2 weeks by a member of the ELN guerrilla group, officials said Saturday. I'm Joe Ramsey.